Log Talk Radio. and hello again. I know many of you may not always remember, but the name of this broadcast, not only is Smile3E Presents, but it's Smile3E Presents Let's Talk. So we're going to start off our program today with some prayer and then some talking, because I'm going to ask a question or two like I did on last week. Last week, the question was, you know, an educational question that had to do with personal things such as, what does your first name and last name mean? Because you want to know what your name means, because you want to know what people are calling you when they call you by your name. And so I thank God for God reminding us that we must know what our name means. So that's not what we're going to talk about on this week, but if you want to share a little extra something and remind us about what your name means, because I'm still just excited about the fact that Minister Margo's name means pearl. Man, pearls are priceless and they're gems, but that's not the message on today. So, Minister Sheila, are you available to pray for us before I ask the team a question? No, a matter of fact, let me ask the team the two questions that I have for today, and then you can pray, and then that way they can think about if they want to, participate on today. And so my questions are, what does charity and Thanksgiving mean to you? And then the second part of that question is, how do you apply them to your natural, physical, and spiritual life on a daily basis? So like I said, if you want to participate, let's do so. But if not, I'm good with that as well. Minister Sheila, did you say you were available for prayer?
Good morning, Apostle-elect. I just say, Pfizer, excuse the noise. I'm outside, ready to go to work, but I just want to thank God for the life that he has given us. And the Lord, I give honor to you, who's ahead of my life, who have given your love and mercy and joy, have given us life for another day. Without you, we would not be here. Lord, I give honor to Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Pfizer, Mark and Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Evangelist Tony Montgomery, and Missionary Linda Handy. Lord, I give honor to all the teachers, the ministers, the preachers, deacons, all your teachers and servants of the Lord. And I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters, nieces, nephews. Lord, I give you honor for each and every one in this world that you have blessed today and honor us with life, because I know without you, we wouldn't be here. And I want to give the blessings of life and to help us 20 minutes. Bless us, excuse me, for life for another day that we have had. Bless this government to raise us up into one family, one life, and to share us all into the blessings of life that you have given us, to recognize we are all God's children, to bless this law enforcement, to let them know we are here as one. God has blessed us no matter what your color is, your sex, your creed, your religions, whatever it is, we are all one. I just want to give honor to God and to ask if any noises. Cannot finish the program, please excuse me. But I thank God for letting me be able to have a reliable and nice boss where I can continue in the service, although I am at work. I just want to thank you, and amen. Bless us all and turn it back over. Oh, and what do I treasure and give thanksgiving for God for my life, because he has changed me. He has let me see the ugliness that I was doing, the wrongfulness I was doing, what wasn't right into his eyes wasn't right for him to give me life. Without him, I would not have life. And I need to cherish and worship and thank him, because without him, I would not be. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. And again, just in case you want to share on Let's Talk today, what does charity and thanksgiving mean to you? And how do you apply it to your natural or physical or spiritual life, or all the above and more? So at this time, I'm going to leave the lines open in case you want to share, and or if, like I said, you wanted to share something on last week's service before I begin. The lines are open.
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margo. I just thank God for another Sunday, another broadcast of this ministry, and just thank him for his love and kindness toward us. The topic in regards to charity, of course, to me, it just makes me think of 1 Corinthians, which talks about charity. And, of course, another word for that, another translation, will say love. It talks about love in that wonderful chapter, and it tells us that love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It says other things, but what I focus on when I think about charity or love is that section where it says it keeps no record of wrongs. And as I try to apply this to my life, I think that in my relationships with people that I meet, with family, of course, and relationships, is to start each day with a clean slate, just like God does for us. So no matter what has happened or been said or you've experienced, to not hold on to that. To me, that's where I am in my spiritual growth, to not keep a record of wrongs, to be able to release, forgive, and move forward. And I give thanks to God for bringing me to that point, to know that it is important that we release all the negative and focus on our standing in God and what he does for us on a daily basis. So I won't keep going because I could, but love or charity keeps no record of wrongs. Thank you for allowing me to be part.
Amen. And you could have went on and on and on because you were just all in. Some of the things that God has given me for today, Minister Margo. So thank you so much. Is there anyone else? And also, Minister Sheila, thank you as well.
Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I touch and agree with Minister Sheila and Minister Margo. When I think about charity, I think about who much is given and much is required. I also think about how God gave us charity because he gave us love so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for our sins. When I think about charity, I think about not just looking for charity, but to give charity out. In other words, not just looking for love, but to be able to love people even when you don't want to. To be able to love people even when it seemed like we call them needy. That's what we call them in the natural life. We call them needy, that we still are before God asking him to teach us how to love one another. I just, you know, was listening to what Minister Margot said and Minister Sheila said, and I said, God, a lot of times we want love, but we don't want to equally give it. We want to choose who we love. We want to choose who we give to. We want to choose, but at the same time, sometimes we want to choose with stipulation obligations to it. And I'm asking God, and I'm standing before God to say, God, teach me how to be like you, have no respect of person. When it comes to Thanksgiving, I'm thankful every day because every day that I live and every day that I give a request unto God, which told me to look to the hills for which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. God has proved to me daily that his mercies are new every morning, and he has proved to me daily that he answers our prayers. So when you say thanks, I am so thankful that I didn't just read his word that said enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. I can live daily and say I wake up daily saying, God, I thank you for another day because they told me I wouldn't survive my heart problem that made me end up with a device. They told me I wouldn't survive the stroke, that I would be a vegetable state, like I would never work again. But I have to be thankful because God said it isn't so. He told me I could have what I want. All I have to do is see the vision, make it plain, write the vision down, put it on the altar, stand before God and say, God, this is my desire. This is what I want. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. I thank God for giving me everything that he's given me, because I'm like Margot. I can go on and on and on. We say that if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough. Thanksgiving is just that, giving thanks and always being in a thankful place that you can give unto others when they need. You can give unto others. You can give them the charity. You can give them anything and everything that you're capable of. So if they're in need and you just have something, as my family would say, just laying around, you could say, God, I thank you that I was in a position for a day like this, that I was able to stand in a place to be that person that was able to give love and thanks at the same time, because I'm saying thank you for allowing me to be there for them. That's all I have to say.
Amen, amen. Once again, thank you, Minister Sylvia. Thank you, Minister Margot. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for sharing with us on Let's Talk. Now, the first scripture, because I have many scriptures that I'm going to read, is Romans 13 and 8. Don't run up debts except for the huge debt of love you owe each other. When you love others, you complete the law has been after all along. The law code, don't sleep with another person's spouse. Don't take someone's life. Don't take what isn't yours. Don't always be wanting what you don't have. And any other don't you can think of finally adds up to this. Love other people as well as you do yourself. You can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law code, the sum total is love. And you may say, well, that was the message version. I just wanted to let you know after I read it, because that right there in the message version, it really, really, really sums up the scripture that says, owe no one nothing but to love them. And so I just picked that particular version because that's what God placed on my heart, and I love it, how it really just broke it down. So if you wanted to sum it up, it's saying it's a whole lot of don'ts, but the total sum is love. Thanksgiving and charity. Well, let's start with charity. Charity in the natural, in the world, when we hear it, It says it's an organization that provides help and raise money for those in need. It's to provide help for those in need. The charity provides practical help for people that are homeless. It does things that are like voluntary. It's a type of fund or a trust or a cause or a movement, but it's voluntary. And it's typically something that is set up to help someone's need, and it's typically that of money. But what I love about charity is that this particular definition of charity is what the world says it is. So I love how God talks about charity being love, what you all have called out. And then Thanksgiving, it's an expression of gratitude, especially for God. Now, charity is love, and Thanksgiving is gratitude, especially for God. So why do you think America and places like Canada had to set up a day to remind us about Thanksgiving? Well, first of all, America is talking about a harvest festival, being thankful for the food and things of that sort. And then that's the fourth Thursday of every November. Canada talks about celebrating Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October. Now, isn't it amazing how a day that's supposed to be set up for God, to give him gratitude, to express it, that the world, once again, we talked about this last week and we've been talking about it for a long time, all of us can take what God has set up and try to make it something else. But what I love about the saying is that we will give God thanksgiving every day. So every day is a holiday with us telling God all day long, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Without asking him for a thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Psalm 7 and 17 says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalms 31 and 19 says, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which has wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalms 15. And God, thanksgiving, and pay thou vows unto the Most High. Psalms 95. And one says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, and let us make joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. See, we're making joyful noises unto him. We're telling God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then Psalms 101 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Isn't that amazing? Not only are you saying thank you, but you're reminding everyone that the joyful noise that you're making is unto God. Because, see, when we give our expressions of thanksgiving to God, we're reminding everyone who the source of our thanksgiving is being given to. Many people are thanking their brothers, and they're thanking their sisters, and they're thanking their aunts and their uncles and their pastor and their sister and their brother and nieces and nephews, and that's good. I'm not saying that that's a problem, but let's remember who we give our thanksgiving to first. All thanksgiving that we give is to be given unto God. We wake up in the morning telling God thanks. Psalms 107:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. How many of you are experiencing his mercies? All of us. Because the word of God tells us that his mercies are new every morning. Psalms 116 and 12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? You're breathing on today. You're walking on today. You're talking on today. You're thinking on today. You're praising God on today. The benefits towards us. Psalms 136 also reminds us that, and also 127 is going to remind us that we give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and for his mercy endureth forever. How long is his mercy? It's forever. How long is his mercy? Forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you, for your mercy endures forever, God. Isaiah 12 and 1 reminds us that in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou wast angry with me. Thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Do you know that we need to be a people that thank God just for turning away his anger? My God, my God. If God had a judge Cecilia, I ain't talking about nobody else. If God had a kept his anger towards me for all of the things that I've done wrong, my God, but he comforted me. He forgave me. He gave me his grace and his mercy. He said, I heard you when you repented. I heard you when you said you wasn't going to do it no more, and yet you did it again, but I still had mercy on you. Lamentations 3:23 says, they are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. What's new every morning? His mercies are new every morning. Matthew 6 says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body which ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, the body more than remnant? And let's not forget our foundational scripture that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. So it goes back to Psalms 116:12 that talks about all his benefits towards us. See, I got to calm down. Oh, my God. When I start thinking about the goodness, that's what Cecilia said, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, saving me. My God, help me stick with these scriptures. My God, just thinking on his goodness, just thinking on the benefits of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Whew. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always. Ah, yeah, God. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, all things. Remember we just talked about how we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and how he gives unto us. So when you're seeking his kingdom and you're seeking him, we can know that he's going to give us all things. And Ephesians came back and reminded us that as we give thanks, we give it for all things. And then we also had Psalms to remind us about his benefits. My. Psalms 106 about his benefits. Oh, my God. Matthew 6:33 talks about how he does all things. And then Ephesians 5:20 came back and said, we're going to give him thanks for all things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Philippians, I'm just too happy. 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. What kind of request do you have towards God, and have you put before God on his altar? That financial blessing, that spiritual blessing, that physical blessing, that blessing in your home, that blessing in your retirement, that blessing on your job, that blessing in that relationship. My. Giving thanks for the request that you have made unto God. Colossians 3:15. Ooh, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called in one body to be thankful. Ooh, my God, we're still thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. We're going to give him thanks in everything. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Psalms 116 reminding us that we need to know that God has benefits that he has that are targeted just towards us. What have you asked him for lately?
Mm-hmm.
What the fruit of your lips in his name, according to Hebrews 13 and 15, what have you asked him for lately? What are those good gifts that are perfect gifts that are above and coming down from the Father, ooh, that he gives unto you? Those good things, those good gifts. My. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for reminding us about those good things that you have given to us. Luke 21 says, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts unto the treasury. How many gifts have you casted to God? How many things have you given to God? Talking about charity now. Proverbs 19 and 17 says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. My. Do you know what I love about God? When God gives us things, he always does multiplication. Double-fold. 100-fold. Oh, my God. When we give things to people and then we say we're going to pay them back, even when they say don't pay us back, how many of us are given 100-fold? How many of us are given double? My. I love that God reminds us that we are to give love. We are to be charitable people. We are to give people even what they ask. I didn't say what they need. Even what they ask. Sometimes when you're driving down the street and that person, you know, asks you for this or they ask you for that, they say they hungry, they say whatever, and we give unto them. And we remember that Luke 6 and 31 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again. I thank God that his measurements and his multiplication aren't mine. And I'm asking God, show me, God, how to give, whether it's needed or not. Show me how to call somebody, text somebody, get in touch with somebody and say, I heard you have a need. And I didn't hear it from you, but I heard it from God. We've got to be so connected to God that we understand that there is a need in the land. There's a need for prayer. There's a need for finances. There's a need for food and clothing. There's a need for something. Let me just be a little transparent with you. The way that God ministered this message unto me about Thanksgiving and charity is because I went to a home-going service. And at that home-going service, there was people in my family, and they were from a different religion. And then I got to see some of the things that they were doing to celebrate or remember the person that died. Now, when I saw what they were doing, my heart was overwhelmed. When I saw the way that they were grieving, my heart was overwhelmed. I was praying. Mm-hmm. I was seeking the Lord. Mm-hmm. I was telling God about how I wanted my family to be saved and how I wanted them to be delivered and to be set free. But all I saw was drug addiction. All I saw was alcohol. And I thought, and I said to Minister Sylvia, I said, goodness, is all of the kids and the grandkids and the nieces and the nephews and the great nieces and the nephews of that particular tribe, all of them drug addicts? All of them addicts. I said, oh, God, help me, God. My heart is overwhelmed. I love them, but my heart is overwhelmed. And then I got the blessing of getting to go to 12-hour prayer, and it was talking about a shifting and a transition. And I was feeling, you know, a little down and out, not just because of what I saw with my family, but I had my second vaccination, so I was feeling a little achy and things of that sort. And God started telling me, okay, Cecilia, but what do you have to thank me about? And I thought about, okay, he's given me a couple of degrees. Okay, he's given me a job or two. Okay, he delivered me from a coma. And when they said I would never walk again, okay, he's protected me. He's been that person that's made sure I was safe, whether I was driving or flying or walking or sleeping. Oh, he's giving me food. He's giving me clothing. Oh, my God. He let me see my son's twins, and they crawling already at 6 months. Oh, God, you're giving me strength. You're giving me your agape love. God, you're giving me a chat line with my family where we just sometimes want to say good morning and we love you. God, you've given me so much. God, you taught me the difference between your finances and the world finances. See, with God, he teaches us that we're to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. See, with God, he teaches us not to have debt. He teaches us to have ownership. He teaches us to have faith. He teaches us to sow. He teaches us about grace. He teaches us about mercy. He teaches us about his principle and law of sowing and reaping. I said, okay, God, Genesis 4:23-23 talks about, he said, be at ease and do not be afraid. Your God, the Father of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks, and I had your money. Then I brought Simeon out to them. And he talked about how in Deuteronomy 8:18, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is today. And then 1 Samuel 2:7 says, the Lord maketh poor and rich. He brings low and he exalts. And then Psalms 112:3 says, wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, furthermore, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, he has also empowered him to eat from them, to receive his reward and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Ecclesiastes 6:2 says, a man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that his soul lacks nothing of all he desires. One more time. I'm just going to read that before I get to the rest of the verse. A man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that his soul lacks nothing of all that he desires. Yet God has not empowered him to eat from them, for a foreigner enjoys them. This is vanity and a severe affliction. Proverbs 30:8 says, keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion. See, it's something when we know what our portion is. Some of our portions are billionaires. Some of our portions are millionaires. Some of us have to realize that we know that we know that we know. The world teaches that finances and riches are based off of good debt and bad debt. It talks about getting in debt for this, getting in debt for that. But God said we're the lender and not the borrower. God said we are the head and not the tail. God said we're to sow and to reap. God said we're to owe no man nothing but to love him. God said that he adds benefits unto us. God says as we give him thanksgiving, he will bless us. God, my God, my God, he gives us even when we don't think that we deserve it. We get it just because we're his. He's our Elyon. He's our Abba Father. He's our strength, our rock. He's our daddy God. He blesses us because we're his. the Lord of hosts, the strong deliverer, the fountain of living water, the Lord mighty in battle, the advocate, the anchor, the priest. He blesses us just because he's our sanctifier, our strength, our powerful God, our majesty, our melody in a song, our meditation. He's our God. It's personal. Do you know him? Do you love him? Do you know that he gave us Jesus, the gate, the door, the one way? Did you know that he gave us Jesus, who's the bread of life? Did you know that he gave us Jesus, the showbread? Did you know that he gave us Jesus, the word made flesh? Speak the word. Speak the word. Pray the word. Know the word. And know that God says and still give him thanks. Because when we give God thanks, his answer is still yes. My, my, my. When we give God thanks, that's us saying, God, I wouldn't have an education if it wasn't for you. God, I wouldn't have my health and strength if it wasn't for you. God, I wouldn't be kingdom-minded if it wasn't for you. God, I wouldn't have your favor if it wasn't for you. God, I wouldn't, I couldn't. Oh, my God, if I wasn't seeking you, if I wasn't surrendering to you, if I wasn't submitting to you, if I wasn't obeying you, if I wasn't worshiping you, for the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Are you thanking God? Are you telling God, not my will, but your will be done? Are you telling God, be it unto me according to your word? Are you telling God, I need your wisdom? I'm asking for your wisdom. For you said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and that you would give it. You would give it liberally, and you would give it unbraided. God, I'm obeying you. God, I'm walking in your truth. Abba, Father, you're everything that I've ever needed. Abba, Father, you're everything that I've ever needed. God, I'm praying until something happens. I'm praying until my family gets saved. I'm praying until they get delivered from their addictions and their afflictions and their perversions. God, I'm praying until you answer. God, I'm praying for even if you answer on the other side, on the other side of heaven, if I don't get to see it on this side, I know that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, I just want to thank you. I can't thank you enough, God. You're teaching me how to stay focused. You're teaching me how you will manifest everything perpetually, eternally, because I'm not complaining about what I don't see. But, God, I'm thanking you for what you have declared. On the highways and the byways, you said, I have not, for I ask not. So I'm asking, save him, Jesus. I'm asking, save him, Lord. God, I forsake it and I shot. God, I'm saying, shift him in the spirit realm. My God. I'm saying, save him, God. Don't let him go to a devil's hell. Don't let him live hell on earth and then go to hell. My God. Let them be saved, delivered, and set free. And if I had anything that I could give, such as my love, total of everything that I give is your agape love. God, I've got to give you the benefit of knowing that you have given me everything that I have. You've delivered me. You've healed me. You've set me free. And you're still yet setting me free. Everything that will cause me to doubt you. Save every family member, every so-called friend, and every friend. God, don't let a niece, don't let a nephew, a great niece or a nephew, a great great, a grandchild, a son or a daughter, a cousin or an aunt or an uncle, a sister or a brother, a relative of any sort, a friend of any sort, a spiritual family member of any sort, be left behind. For you said you wish that none would perish. And so my prayer on today, God, is the charity and thanksgiving of love would consume every family member. God, and even if it's at the 11th hour, at 11:59:59, if they're saved, God, it doesn't matter if they were saved 50 years or 50 seconds. God, if it's one, save them. If it's 100, save them. God, if it's 1,000, save them. God, if it's 100,000, save them. God, if it's 1,000,000 or 1,000,000,000,000 or 1,000,000,000, save them, God. In the name of Jesus, hear my prayer on today. Because of your love and your charity, and we are giving you thanksgiving. Let none perish, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for the words of encouragement, the lessons that you have given us today, and the remarks from the other members that it was at the beginning of the program. I just want to thank you. I want to say the lines are open. If you have any other testimony, statements, or just something to say, the time is now.
Praise God, Saint. I just want to thank Apostle Lex for just pouring out today, pouring out her spirit, what the Spirit had put in her spirit to give us, and so many things to take away. But mainly for me, that we must pray. We must pray. We must pray without ceasing. So many things that need to be done, but only prayer will give us the breakthrough that we're looking for. So we thank God for that word. We thank God for the prayer warriors. And we say stay on the battle line because we are in a war. We must pray. Thank you, Apostle. Bless you.
Thank you for your testimony and remarks, Minister. Margo McCoy, is there anyone else?
Yes, I want to say thank you for the lesson on today. I enjoyed it truly. It blessed me so that we have to stand in the gap for our family members, whether it's on this side of heaven. If we don't leave, live to see it, I thank God for the word. Thank you, Apostle, that you blessed me all today. And can I say this, last week I couldn't call in. I would like to say what my name meant. Sylvia meant keeper of the forest. And Renee means born or reborn. And I thank God that my mom named me a name that said I was reborn, even when I was born. Amen.
Thank you for that testimony, remark, and statement, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright. Is there anyone else? Okay, well, I want to thank you all that is listening that might not be able to make a remark or statement, because I know I have been in that area before, but I just want to thank God for all the listeners. And for all the remarks and for the word that the apostle gave today, the statement, the testimony, and the lesson. And I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I just want to let you know that God is good. If you don't know it, you should know it by now, because without him, we would not have life of love into this world that is so evil, that we need him each and every split second. Not minutes, split second of our lives to keep us and protect us and love us, to keep us from this evilness, this ugliness, this hatred, racial, that we are going through. But Lord, I thank you for blessing us and giving us life in your love. And I just want to say, you listen to us each and every Sunday morning. at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at Let's Talk. And on Monday nights, Iron Sharpening Iron, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe this Monday is Pastor Troy Thomas, a magnificent man of words of knowledge and a true man of God. And it also be on Facebook and on Blog Talk. And on Friday night, Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe this Friday will be Prophet Antoine Thomas, but if not, it will be Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, because they do switch off when things is, when one is not available. But I just want to say, God, I thank you, and I thank you. And if there's any other statements or words or corrections or anything needs to be said, please say them now. Thank you. Okay, I thank you, and I want you to remember our foundational scripture. It's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just remember, never forget when you wake up in the middle of the night, during the day, any time. Just remember to say, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, because for each minute, we are not guaranteed life through what we, the world is going through. Some will share this morning, but they're not here right now. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And if there's not anything else, may God bless us and worship us, and we all praise him and love him throughout our lives. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.